This is John Taylor welcoming you to the 298th edition of the Talking Newspaper for Todmorden, which covers the period up to and including Thursday the 9th of August 2018. Any views expressed and information given by contributors to this edition, including any taken from websites and social media, are the responsibility of the originators and not of the officers and trustees of the Talking Newspaper for Todmorden. This month's news team is led by editor Sue Clough, and the news items on the next 21 tracks are taken from the Hebden Bridge Times and Todmorden News, unless otherwise stated. After the news, we have the magazine section, which has been edited and compiled by Peter Gibson, and which starts with the usual quiz from John Hodgson. After the quiz, Alex Boyle, the manager of Age Concern Todmorden, tells Barbara Rumlin about the changes from Age UK to Age Concern and about the services that are still available. John Hodgson then returns with his quizmaster hat on to tell us about an interesting holiday experience for him and his wife Elizabeth in the Black Bear Encounters in Port Hardy. Next, Christine Ward talks to an old friend of the Talking Newspaper, Helen Hayes, who tells her about the radical changes in the lives of herself and husband Mike following their move from Moorland to Parkland. We then have a couple of poems from Glenys Holliday, followed by the first of two interviews in which Peter Conway tells John Hodgson about his once-in-a-lifetime experience on HMS Bark Endeavour. And in case you're wondering, a bark is a type of sailing ship. We'll bring you the concluding part of the interview next month. Christine then returns to bring us an interview with David Walker about showing dogs, and then John ends the magazine section with the answers to this month's quiz. In this month's InfoSpot section, Chris Gill's selection of items from the National Infosound Service are entitled Transport News, Disabled Consumers, Safe Walking, and 9th Anniversary for Opus. But now it's time for the news, which has been recorded this month by Trevor Williams and read by myself, Christine Williams, Mark Tyra and Sue Clough. So now over to Christine for the first item.